Proverbs 19:9. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. Verse 23. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life. Is it a good thing to have fear of God?
Yes.
I think so. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. And look at that next line.
Praise the Lord.
He shall not be visited with the devil.
Ooh,
do you like that one, son?
Yes.
That pays good dividends, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
Ooh. In other words, the fear of the Lord tendeth to life. In other words, if you got fear of God, you ain't going to go out, just like I was telling that story a while ago about you and your husband. When that son gets a little rowdy, son, remember what daddy did to you last time when you did? Oh, yes, mama. Well, you better straighten your act up and won't you see, unless you want some more of that. Yes, mama, I'll be a good boy. You know what I mean, don't you? You have power because you got a daddy, a husband that's a good daddy, and that boy knows if he's their tormenting mother. And when daddy comes home, he's going to get in his backside. And he will straighten up when you talk to him after that. And that's why God put a man and a woman together in a family. Because when a little boy gets 10, 12, 14 years old, these poor girls that their husband, these rotten critters that runs off and leaves their family. I mean, I ain't got nothing good to say about you boys. You know, if you run off and left your wife, I ain't got nothing good to say about you, you know, because you weren't a man. You know, but those men and women that stay together and raise their children together, those are the ones that raise up good children. If daddy goes off in the world somewhere and she's trying to raise a little guy by herself and he gets big and she can't really control him, he just gets uncontrollable. And then you raise a little hellion and you raise up somebody that has no knowledge of the word. And then he goes out and gets on drugs and in trouble, in jail and everything else. All because he didn't have a daddy at home. Sad, isn't it? But it's happening to millions of them. I mean, they're all over the place. You know, all over the place. We were just talking a while ago. I don't want to, brag on him too much, but for a 19-year-old, this little guy sitting on the front right here, he's as spiritual a young man for 19 as I've met in a long time. And his mom and dad, if we were talking, they are very proud of him. Because, aren't we, daddy and mama? Yeah, he is a fine young man. He walks with God. And he's got more faith. I mean, got more faith than any 19-year-old I believe I've seen. But that's the way every 19-year-old should be. Praise the King. Now then, daddy only wished that he had had that kind of faith when he was 19. But he didn't even know Jesus when he was 19. And so that's what's so sad. But praise the Lord, that's why we as the body of Christ have to do something about this and teach our children the Word of God so they will grow up as fine young men. In fact, Casey wanted to work for the ministry. And a prophet or something told him that in 2007 he was going to go to work for the Living Savior Ministries. Well, he was standing in faith January, February, November, December. No chance. He's getting down to the end. Lord, you told me I could go to work out there in 2007. Cheryl called him and put him to work on the 31st of December of 2007. God put you to the test, didn't he, Casey? He promised you you'd get to go to work for the ministry in 2007. He waited till the last day to test the boy.
But that's okay.
That's okay. Praise the Lord. That's right. That's okay. You didn't grumble and complain about it, did you? No, absolutely not. See, God was testing you. He is showing you that he is a God that tests. And he requires faith. And when you don't grumble and complain, say, Lord, we're down to the end of the wire. You promised me I was going to work out there. Now I'm waiting for them to call. And they call. Isn't that amazing? And he gets to go to work for us. Isn't God good?
Amen.
He'll test you though, won't he, brother? Yes, he will. He will test you. Okay. Now we're going to go to Psalm 101, verses 1 through 8. Psalm 101, verses 1 through 8. I will sing of the mercy and judgment unto thee. O Lord, will I sing. Now, do y'all sing to the Lord?
Amen.
You drive down the road. That's when I sing the most to him because most people don't like my singing. what God does. He gave me this voice, so I don't have to offend nobody, but I can sing praises to the Lord. One night a young man was with me, and I'm driving down the road after church, and I was so on fire. God had done so many wonderful things, and I was singing, "How Great Thou Art." And he was driving over talking on his cell phone, and I started singing, "How Great Thou Art." I was thinking about what God had done. Man, he hung that phone up, and he started singing with me. I mean, we sang that whole song. When we got to the end of it, he said, "Praise God, we should have had a recorder." And he said, "That was Sal." Obviously, he liked it too. But we were singing unto the Lord. Now, does the Lord say for us to sing unto Him? Yes, He does. He loves it when we sing to Him. "I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way." Now, wait a minute. God doesn't expect you to be perfect. Does He? That's just like a young man in Bible studies here a while back. I have a Bible study on Tuesday night, 7 to 9. And I was talking about how we need to be sinless. And this young man said, he's sitting back here, he said, "Sir, I got a question." I said, "Yes, sir, what's your question?" He said, "You're telling us to be sinless. I guess the next thing you're going to say, we're supposed to be perfect." He said, "You know nobody can be sinless." I said, "Speak for yourself. I ain't going there with you." I said, "If you don't think we can be sinless and be perfect, I'm going to let the Word answer that itself." I said, "I want you to go to Matthew 5:48, and I want you to see what Jesus told us to do." What does Matthew 5:48 say? "Be ye therefore perfect." And then He gave you an example. "Even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." You think the Father in heaven is perfect? That's your goal, isn't it, son? Not some flippant Christian that just walks and don't care whether he sins or not sin. You're supposed to be sinless. And you're supposed to be perfect. Because Jesus... Now, do you think Jesus would tell you to do something you couldn't do? Of course He wouldn't. I mean, if He did, that'd make Him a fool, wouldn't it? But He told us what we can do. We just don't believe Him. "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." Now then, if you walk perfect, guess how much sickness and disease you'll have? None. That's the beautiful part about it. You won't have any. Now let's go back over there to that Psalm 101 where we were. And let's go to I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. Is that the goal? That's where we're supposed to be. Walk everywhere. Not when you're just in your house, but when you're walking down the street, when you're going down. I mean, everywhere. Wherever you go. In fact, we stopped at a restaurant here a while back, and there was four or five or six of us one evening after church, and we went in here and we're eating and we're praying over everything. They bring the water, we pray over it. They bring the tea, we pray over it. They bring the salad, we pray over it. They bring the main course, we pray over it. Then they come by and refill the water glasses, and we pray over it. And we pray out loud. You know, I mean, so that everybody can hear. You know, we're not whispering this. We're praying like we're the only people in a restaurant. We started to pay out. And I said, "Bring the bill." And the girl says, "There is no bill." I said, "What?" No, she said, "Those two men that were over there, they paid for y'all's dinner, all of y'all." I said, "Well, do we know who they are?" She said, "Yeah, they left their card." So she handed me it, and it was two preachers. Two preachers. I didn't see them pray over nothing. I didn't hear them talk about Jesus. But obviously we inspired them, so they paid for our dinner. Praise the King. God's good, isn't He? He'll even move on a couple of preachers to pray your bill. I love it, don't you? I love serving Jesus. He's so much fun. Oh, goodness. Okay, let's go to verse 3 and 4 there, Dave. "I will set no wicked thing before my eyes." Now then, I shouldn't do this. I started to say, how many of you got a television in your house? Do you watch it? Don't hold up your hand. If you watch the television, you got some wicked things before your eyes. You know that? And you want to know why you got problems. But the Lord says here, "I will set no wicked thing before my eyes." You know, you can't watch television. I throwed my television, took it out of the house, I don't even know how many years ago, but many years ago. And there's virtually, in fact, once in a while, Cheryl and I will be in a hotel, And when we are in a hotel, they always got TV. And so I'll try to flip to where CNN is, just to see what's going on in Israel. You know, I'm kind of interested in what's going on in Israel. And so you cannot flip from channel to channel looking for CNN without seeing something that offends you as a Christian. You know that? I mean, you can see everything, wicked things. Yes, ma'am.
If you watch CNN, you're not going to get the truth about what's going on.
And that's probably true, too. That's probably true, too. In fact, I don't believe you can watch any news that's really truthful. You know, it's just like the newspaper. I remember one time when Tim was still in high school, and he was going to the Christian school up here in Denton. They've now moved out here in Argyle. But at that time, they were in Denton. And he wanted to get the newspaper and the next morning and see what about, because he had some good runs. And he got the newspaper and read it, and he comes, "Dad, look at this. Last night, according to the newspaper, I made 3 touchdowns and made 175 yards rushing." I said, "Son, you only made..." I think he said he made 3 touchdowns. I said, "But you only made 2. And I said, "You only had 125 yards rushing." He said, "Well, yeah, I know that." But said, "Boy, that makes me look good, doesn't it?" I said, "Son, don't ever believe what the newspaper says." I said, "Son, Dad, that looks good." I said, "Okay, next week he made 3 touchdowns and 175 yards. And they said he made 1 and had about 70 yards. He said, "Dad, I don't like this." I said, "Oh, you can take the good, but you don't want the bad, huh?" I said, "So see, right there's a perfect example. You can't trust what somebody puts in that paper. They don't know. So you really can't tell. But I will set no wicked thing before my eyes." God wants you to watch what you put in front of your eyes. He wants you to watch good things. In fact, Cheryl and I have ministered to people, mostly men, that have been hung on pornography. Young men, 40, 45 years old, that had cancer in their eye. Because they were looking at sin on the internet or on magazines, and it brought cancer in their eyes. And if they repent, one man especially, he repented, we prayed for him, he got healed. And less than a year later, it came back. And when I called his wife, after she put a call in, I said, "Has he gone back to his pornography?" She said, "He has." And it wasn't long that young man died and left a wife and 3 children.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.